Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Representatives of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission appeared before the Oireachtas Enterprise Committee this morning to discuss fuel costs and pricing practices in fuel stations. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGreely was watching the proceedings for us and is with us now. Joe, the CCPC says it's received a lot of complaints recently about the cost of fuel.
Yes, Brian, no one needs reminding of the recent very substantial rises in fuel prices and the upheaval in fuel markets generally, which understandably has consumers and drivers very annoyed and indeed hard-pressed financially. So when the government recently reduced the excise on petrol and diesel, there were many complaints generated that it was not passed on to drivers. And we can hear now from Jeremy Godfrey, the chair of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, and that a lot of those complaints ended up in the Commission's offices.
Over the past 2 weeks, we've received almost 200 complaints. In general, these complaints allege that filling stations have failed to pass on the excise duty reduction in a timely manner, or that they have exploited the current economic situation to raise fuel prices and increase profits. We've also received a number of complaints relating to allegations of filling stations turning off their roadside pricing displays.
Joe, Mr. Godfrey also spoke about the mandate that the Commission has and the parameters within which it must operate to investigate these sort of complaints.
Yes, indeed. He was clear their mandate is ensuring prices are set independently by competing businesses and the prices are displayed at point of sale. Very important, those roadside signs to allow customers to make informed choices. He pointed out that it's illegal for businesses to form cartels or fix prices, but he did say that businesses can observe their competitors' prices in an area and then set their own prices accordingly. He also said the CCPC cannot investigate behaviour which a consumer regards as unethical unless the behaviour breaches the law. And that's a point Enterprise Committee member and Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly took up. She asked Mr. Godfrey if it meant the law needed to be updated.
You're talking your submission about the fact that you can't investigate behaviour that's unethical, and I appreciate that. You're not the morality police. We get that, okay. But is there a case then that we should strengthen the law to make illegal that which is unethical? Because you acknowledge in your submission that there are matters which might be unethical and that we would all look at and say that's wrong. And I would venture to say that's what prompted people, and I wrote you, that like loads of people did. So, and what they did was they said, this is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. This should not be happening. Last week I paid this to fill my car. This week I'm paying this. This just seems, notwithstanding all of the global factors and the global issues, it just did not make sense to people.
You know, I think the question of can law be strengthened? Are there unethical practices that ought to be dealt with by law? I mean, ultimately, that's, of course, a policy matter for the government departments rather than from us.
Mr. Godfrey also told the committee, Brian, that they've written to one trade association and two fuel companies about the competition law risks of price signalling via public statements about future increases in fuel prices. And he said they're continuing to monitor public statements concerning fuel prices. And one final point, the committee was also told that in the average year, the CCPC would receive a handful of complaints about fuel prices. But in sharp contrast with this year, they have received 200 to date. And also the CCPC has never yet prosecuted any fuel station for breaches of the law.
Joe McGreely, Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent, thanks for that.